with Neil Atkinson, with Ken Early, with what we very rarely have or have that much interest in, Ken, which is breaking news. I don't want to sort of dwell on the actual breaking news that bit too much, but that idea of Edu leaving Arsenal, quite possibly going to work for the group of teams controlled by Marinakis, Nottingham Forest's owner. Contract yet to be signed, exact role still needs to be finalised. But that decision to move away from Arsenal at this time, it's the sort of thing that might end up being headline grabby in a way that maybe doesn't deserve to be. And these things don't come from nowhere. At the minute, the wider sort of Arsenal thing all just looks a teeny bit rocky. And we might all look very, very stupid when we hit Christmas Day and Arsenal have won 8 on the bounce and they've got a new sporting director in and everything's rosy. But there's just a little bit of oddness at the minute around the North London Giants.
Yeah, there is. I mean, this... So Arsenal have gone from, you know, being also ran club when Edu arrived there in 2019 and Arteta a little bit later. It was 2019 Arteta arrived as well, I think, right, just towards the end of that year, to being the number one contender over the last two seasons. And really the last three seasons for Arsenal have been, you know, extremely enjoyable, at least until the sort of disappointing end of them. I mean, even including the season where they finished fifth, because they played really well that season. Obviously, it ended terribly, but, you know, it was a good... It felt like they were getting somewhere. And they felt like they were getting somewhere for two, three seasons now. And this is the season when they had to sort of deliver. It's a season where, you know, you finish second twice. There's only one way things can keep getting better, and it's massively increased the sort of pressure. You know, what was excitement is now expectation. Mm-hmm. And this is so much more difficult to deal with, you know, for a team. This is a different kind of pressure which teams can struggle with sort of getting used to. And right at the moment when this has happened, they have for the first time started getting some injuries. Well, you know, they've had one big injury to Odegaard, but he is like one of their absolutely key players. They've obviously had these red cards, which have kind of they've self sabotaged in games. And long and short of it is, as we can all see, they're already miles off the pace and not really looking capable of getting back up there. You know, at the moment, I think they're on course for a 68-point season.